Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
Bryce and Melissa from Married at First Sight are one of the only couples that have remained together throughout this social experiment. I think much to the surprise of many viewers and other contestants on the show.
Yeah, and look, Bryce has been our correspondent for the show. So we've had him on every single week. He's been giving us the updates. And then we find out, I think it was the end of last week, maybe start of this week, cancelled all interviews, including ours. And we're like, what's the go, man?
What's going on there?
So, dude, we chatted to you every single week. He also promised that he'd have himself and Melissa together at some point. So it turns out he's now uncancelled the interviews. He's back on the air with us, with Melissa, we're told.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, guys. You ditched me for Rebecca. What's the go there?
Whoa.
No, we didn't ditch you. We were told you ditched us and all interviews.
When am I ever going to ditch an interview with you guys?
Well, that's what we thought, mate.
Well, that's why we were so upset, mate.
We were like, what's the go? We've put in the time and we've created this bond, Bryce. So you, as far as you're aware, that you got canned for Beck?
Well, I don't actually know. I can't confirm or deny. So we might have to leave that one there. I don't know.
Did you actually, before we get into the episodes this week and you guys together, did you hear what Beck had to say about you on our show?
Yeah, someone did pass it on to me, yeah.
Would you like to hear it? Because we've got the audio here. We'll play it to you. And just for anyone that missed it, here's what she had to say about you.
Yeah, look, I do think he's a compulsive liar. I think what's happened with Bryce is he took the route of let's try cover up my lies. And I think everyone knows how that story ends. You kind of can't keep up with your own lies.
Right.
And you start to grumble a fair bit. So I think he then just started taking the direction of deflecting and making up rumours and saying other things, because he's actually even taken the radio to say now that there was a present and a group was buying it. And I'm just like, look, I'm going to buy you a whiteboard, we're going to get a permanent marker and we're going to write down every lie so you can just keep up with where you're at. Look, I think even watching his behaviour back with Melissa, he's very good at, I guess, either playing the victim or just kind of manipulating to get what he wants. However, I do really think that it was too good to pass up, especially being in radio and exposure. But then he also wanted to have his cake and eat it too. And I think that's where he's fallen short. And he's came out the other end not looking so great.
How do you feel about all of that, Bryce? I don't suppose any of that is news to you.
No, not coming from the Perth socialite herself that bragged about it on the show while filming. But yeah, look, I guess all I'll say is I feel really sorry for her brother that he's going to have to watch Sunday night, because he's going to be very embarrassed in front of the country because of Rebecca. So,
why? What happens?
Watch his face.
Ooh.
What happens?
Can you give us any details on, can you elaborate on that?
I won't ruin it for you, but all I'd say is if I was Rebecca's brother, I'd be very embarrassed to be mentioned in the way I was on the show Sunday night.
Okay.
Well, apparently there's talk Beck went back to Perth and hooked up with someone back there while there was filming of the show going on. So,
there's
a lot going on. Do you think that happened, Bryce?
Yeah, well, I said it months ago that she had a boyfriend the whole way through the experiment. We'll see if I'm right and who actually was lying. But she also hooked up with a guy from The Bachelor the night after saying yes to Jake at Final Vows. So, look, if Rebecca wants to come out and say stuff about me on radio, we'll put the truth out there. And she also sent Melissa a text last week begging for the feud to stop, because she knows that I'm not going to stop it. And, look, if she thinks that a fake apology text is going to help things, she has another thing coming. It's going nowhere, trust me.
Well, speaking of Melissa... Hi, Melissa.
Hey.
Hi. Mel. It's so nice to talk to you.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for having me on.
That's okay. Can I ask, I feel like a lot of people have said a lot of stuff about you, and this is your opportunity, I guess, to have a platform to reply. Are you happy?
I am very happy, Baz. I am so glad that I met Bryce. I'm not happy with the experience we went through on the show. I'll be completely honest with that. It's not brought the best of us to light. But after leaving the experiment, we are obviously living together and we are so happy. I'm so glad that I've met the love of my life. And I just hope that people can respect that I am a big girl. I can make my own decisions. And, you know, it actually impacts my integrity that people think I need to escape from this relationship, because I do love him so much. And I just hope that we can actually show everybody that genuinely cares that we are in it for the long haul.
Because you are right, Mel. There are people that say that. You know, they do say that you've had the wool pulled over your eyes and you don't know what's going on. So to hear you say that, and with such conviction too, I mean, how do you navigate all those hurdles along the way, though? Because it feels like every day you guys just must wake up to new news, and then you've got to discuss it and work your way through it. It's not easy.
Oh, you're spot on. Every single day we wake up to someone sending us a message about an article or a podcast or something horrific. And at the end of the day, I wouldn't stay with Bryce if I wasn't happy. That's 100% true. And all that people are doing is just impacting my mental health at the end of the day, where people are, whether they're fabricating stories for fun or whether they're trying to be kind and help me when I don't need that kind of assistance, just know that I love him and we are more than capable of navigating our own relationship. And it is a very healthy relationship, contrary to what people have seen on TV. And I just hope that people can respect that.
Do you think, Melissa, because of how intense this social experiment has been and it exposed so much of you, your vulnerabilities as Bryce at the same time, that really cemented your love for each other and built a really strong foundation early on for your relationship?
Absolutely. We went through so much on the experiment, more than I could never have fathomed that this would be how our relationship would pan out. But after all of the drama we went through, you know, we actually went back, and after filming we always talked about it, and it just brought us closer together. I don't condone a lot of the things that happened on the experiment. There was a lot of drama and a lot of aggression from many people, but it did actually make us stronger, and we got to know each other a lot better because we were obviously seeing not just the good side of each other, but also the negatives about us.
Well, guys, who are we to stand in the way of true love?
That's it.
Nothing but the best from us for you two heading forward.
This is your happily ever after.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. Thanks, guys.
It's going to be good once this is all over Sunday night. And, yeah. We can just sail back into normality or whatever that looks like going forward.
Well, Bryce, as our correspondent, I feel like we need to get you on one last time Monday morning rip
come
into
on.
The finale.
Please.
Could you do that?
Well, why don't I bring my partner with me and we do it together for a final time?
We love this chat. This chat's been great. So, yeah, we'll lock that in for sure, guys.
I feel like we're on a couples date or something. Yeah. This is awesome.
Absolutely. Who's shouting the coffees?
Not us. Love your work, guys.
See you, guys.
Chat Monday. All right, see you later. Bryce and Melissa from Maths, Sunday night, Channel 9. One final episode, 7 p.m. on Channel 9, it is Married at First Sight.
Mind blown.
What are we thinking? True love? They're off the line
Mind
now.
Blown.
Well, are you buying what they're saying? True love?
I totally believe, but yeah. I cannot believe it. But I totally believe that they're one of the very few success stories from this show.
They'll be back on air with us on Monday. Alpha Bucks is next, 13, 1060.